Escape from the Carnival, a Neverland Adventure by Dave Barry and Ridley Pearson. A message from the authors. Dear listener, a little while back we wrote a book called Peter and the Starcatchers. It told the story of what happened to Peter Pan before he was Peter Pan and how he became a boy who could fly. That book ended with Peter and his friends on an island with mermaids, pirates, and some natives who called themselves the Mollusk Tribe. Right now, Peter is off having more adventures, and we're writing another book about those. But while he's gone, exciting things are happening to his friends and his enemies on the island. We decided it would be fun to tell some of those stories in a book for younger readers, like our own children. And so we wrote the book you're listening to now. We hope you enjoy listening to it as much as we enjoyed writing it. Chapter 1. The Mermaid Lagoon.
"Father," said Little Scallop, "may I go play with the mermaids?"
Little Scallop waited for her father to answer, her long dark hair blowing in the warm tropical breeze. Her father, whose name was Fighting Prawn, did not seem to hear her. He was looking toward the steep mountain that rose up in the middle of the island. Little Scallop could tell her father was thinking about something important. He was the chief of the Mollusk Tribe. To Little Scallop it seemed that he was always thinking about something important. She wished he would think more about her.
"Father," she said again. "Father!"
She tugged on her father's loincloth, which was sort of like a skirt made from animal skin. She tugged again, harder. And finally...